Good morning and welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, partner in charge of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. We created the center in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. The Business of Government Hour features a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. Our conversation this morning is with Mr. James Reardon, the Chief Information Officer for Military Health System and the Director of Information Management Technology and Reengineering in the TRICARE Management Activity. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
And joining us in our conversation also from IBM is Michael Perry. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, Jim, let's start by finding out by military medicine. Can you describe the mission of the military health system?
The military health system is an organization that is tasked with providing health care support and health care services to all of our active duty military, to include the Coast Guard, and family members of active duty and other beneficiaries who are responsible, who we're responsible to provide care to. We have a number of military hospitals throughout the United States. We also have ambulatory clinics that are beneficiaries, and there are over 8 million beneficiaries entitled to care, can receive services in. And we also have a purchase care network for those individuals who would like to go out into the private sector to receive their medical care. It's a comprehensive program that provides care both in a peacetime setting and in the United States, and also provides care to our service members when they're deployed, as they are today around the world. We do this in conjunction with the Army Medical Department, the Navy Medical Department, and the Air Force Medical Department. And the military health system is overseen by the Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs, Dr. Bill Winkenwerter.
In terms of the size of the system, the 8 million people, where does that put you in terms of the people who provide care of this type?
We are one of the largest healthcare organizations in the United States today. We have a very large population that we serve, and not only is it a large population, but it's a very diverse population. We have, as you would imagine, because we provide care to our active duty service members, we have a large number of young, healthy service members who come in to serve their country. And those who stay on with us and retire are eligible for care in their retirement. And so we also have a population of individuals who have retired and are aging. And our health care services are provided to all of those individuals, and we cover the full spectrum of care.
As the CIO and Director of Information Management, Technology, and Reengineering, could you give us some insight into what your roles and responsibilities are in doing those two jobs?
Sure, Mike. My principal role as the Chief Information Officer for the Military Health System is to serve as the principal advisor to the Assistant Secretary of Defense Health Affairs for all matters related to information technology and information management. Now, what does that really mean? What that means is that within the military health system, there's a requirement to use technology to provide more cost-effective and quality healthcare services. And it is my responsibility and the responsibility of the people that I work with in the organization to ensure that the technology necessary to provide high-quality, comprehensive healthcare services are provided to our doctors and nurses and administrators, both in the United States, overseas, and in deployed areas as well. And we, as a team, work to provide those capabilities, and they may be technology such as telemedicine, where one can look at x-rays from great distances and help with diagnosis. It could be an electronic medical record, which means that the service members' medical record is available not only in the station where they are today, but electronically available wherever that service member may be. And I'm the one who provides, in my position as CIO, who provides recommendations to the Assistant Secretary and to other members of the department on what our investment should be in health information technology.
Thank you. And kind of along those same lines, could you talk about the type of people who work for you, what they do, the scope of the organization, and those types of issues, to give the audience a feel for the size and the breadth of the what you're dealing?
The organization that works for me and with me in this mission really have a wide range of capabilities. On one hand, we have doctors, nurses, medical administrators whose job it is and whose mission it is to understand what are those unique information technology requirements that our doctors and nurses and other healthcare providers have, whether they be at a garrison-based facility such as Walter Reed Army Medical Center or Bethesda Naval Hospital, but also to understand the unique requirements of our service members who are serving in a deployed environment, in a combat support hospital, possibly in Iraq or in Afghanistan, or on board ship, what those unique requirements are. So we have medical experts on my staff that help define the requirements and serve as our link to the customer community, to those folks who serve in uniform, and also the civilians who are working in our facilities within the United States. We also have information technologists. And information technologists, the people that we have in our organization, are experts in health information technology. What are those capabilities that are out there today in the environment or on the cutting edge of the technology spectrum that we can use to better prepare and serve our service members? It's very important in our environment that the information technology that is being used in a location such as Walter Reed or Bethesda or Wolford Hall Air Force Medical Center in San Antonio, that the technology that are being used by our doctors, nurses, and other healthcare providers in those settings is the same technology that they are using when they deploy to support our operational forces. And so we have to be very aware of what the requirements are, both in a garrison facility and also in a deployed facility, and we have to have the information technologists who can take those requirements and then turn them into real technology. We also have another very interesting program that is under my purview, and that's our computer accommodation program. And that program is a program that supports the Department of Defense in providing adaptive equipment to our disabled employees. The Department of Defense has a very strong record in hiring personnel who have disabilities, and our computer accommodation program is the program that provides them the computers and the telephony that they need to be able to do their work and their mission, and thereby taking down one of the restrictions that some of our disabled Americans face today, but they're hesitant because they don't have the equipment they need to make that individual fully effective in the environment. And in DOD, we have the Hallmark program in the federal government today in providing computer accommodation to disabled employees throughout the Department of Defense.
You mentioned ships and hospitals. Could you give us a sense of how many hospitals there are around the world? How many ships that you would deal with?
In terms of the number of hospitals, we have approximately 70-plus full-scale hospitals. And when we say hospitals in the Department of Defense, we're talking about an inpatient capability and generally a very large ambulatory capability. That's outpatient capability because one of our facilities, our service members, their families, and others entitled to care will come to the quote-unquote hospital for both inpatient care and for ambulatory care. They have ambulatory clinics. We also have more than 400 freestanding outpatient clinics throughout the United States, located either on military installations or occasionally not on an installation, that our family members can use and other beneficiaries can use. We also, wherever we station personnel in large numbers, we have military hospitals there as well. We have them in Turkey. We have them in Italy. We have them in Germany. We have them in the UK and other locations, so that our service members, regardless of where they're stationed, have access to support their health care needs.
It seems that you're very excited about what you do, and I think the audience would be interested to find out how you got involved in the federal system as a civil service employee and how you got to the position you are in today.
I went to Providence College, and I decided to, when I was in Providence College, to join ROTC and be commissioned as an officer, and I felt that when I came out, I would serve my country for a couple years, do my duty, and then I would move into the private sector. And as it turned out, I spent 4 years on active duty with the Army and spent three of those four in Germany, supporting information technology, Army installation technology organizations, and that was in the mid-70s. I liked working for DOD. I like working for the Department of the Army. And so when I was ready to leave the Army, I looked for positions in the federal government as a civilian. And I spent 7 or 8 years working for the Department of the Navy doing information technology program management. And I was fortunate enough at that time, which would have been the late 70s, early 80s, to have moved into an organization that was focusing on health information technology. During those periods, 20 years ago or more, it was really in its infancy. And I think DOD was making great inroads in that area, and we were really leading the nation in introducing information technology to help better support the delivery of healthcare services. And then I moved to the Department of Defense, taking a broader view, not looking at just Navy, but looking at Army, Navy, and Air Force, and became responsible for larger programs, and over time continued to work in this area and ended up where I am today as the CIO for the Military Health System. But it was a very short beginning when you start at that level and then work your way up. I had no thoughts that I would end or be where I am today in that regard, but I have been working in health information technology for close to 30 years now.
You were there early on a hot career. What role does information technology play in healthcare? We'll ask Jim Reardon of the TRICARE Management Activity for his perspective when the Business of Government Hour returns.